What's up, everybody?
What up?
This is Panda right here.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Also known as Quan. This is my brother from another mother. Same color. All right?
Not the same color, but okay.
A little bit darker. This is, we call it Q&A with Q&A. Q&A with Quan and Austin. Yeah. Get it? Yeah. All right.
How awesome was that?
We're a genius. All right. So we got something special today. So check this out. This is great. I'm going to have Quan explain a little bit about what this episode is going to be about today.
Guys, I'm so excited. About a year and a half ago, we had this awesome motivational speaker come in and speak to us. And we had such a pleasure to get an interview with him. And we love asking this question to mostly any motivational speaker that come to us or any real successful people who are successful in their field. And what we usually ask them, how did they get to their success? Like, what were they willing to do to get that? And, you know, ask them what exactly we went through.
So this guy that Quan is interviewing is one of the best motivational speakers that I've ever heard. And his name is Ron Ball. He has written over 12 books, which has sold over 1 million copies worldwide. He spoke to over 8 million people in 24 countries. I mean, this is crazy. And so I'm going to let Quan take it away here for a minute.
What helped you drive to get through all the crap, all the obstacles to get to your success?
Well, you just nailed one thing. There is a lot of stuff you got to go through. And everybody has to do it, as you know that. And I'll just address this to everybody watching this. Dexter Yeager taught me this a long time ago. Never forgotten it. When he talks about having a dream, a real dream, something that just grabs you by the throat and won't let go, that's the start. You've got to want something so much that you think about it before you go to bed at night. You think about it when you wake up in the morning. You want it so bad. I wanted to be a public speaker. I wanted to communicate God's principles to people. I wanted to do it so much that when my wife, Amy, and I first started traveling and speaking, we had no money. We were so broke. We lived in our car for 15 weeks. Wow. 15 weeks. We lived in a car. I mean, Amy was so loyal to me. We went to the bathroom at rest stops and shopping malls. That's because I believed in something. You've got to want something so much you ache to have it, that you almost cannot live without it. And that's really the start. If you want something that much, you will discipline yourself to get it. And that's the key. You got to want it that much, and you got to make a decision. What am I willing to do to get it? One quick thing. Dr. Ira Glass talks about the aspiration gap. This is what he means. The aspiration gap is the difference or the gap between what you say you want and what you're willing to do to get it. So you just got to grow up and you got to seize your life and you got to say, you know, this is who I am. I will prove it. And that's how it starts.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Right, and thanks. We can't wait to hear more.
God bless you.
Thanks. See you guys until next time. Hey.
ChooseGreatness.com. Visit me there.
Check it.
Dude, what some powerful information he has. And what a truly great experience he went through to get to his success. What was your biggest take from it?
So my biggest takeaway was, he said, success grabs you by the throat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When someone's choking you, you ain't thinking about, you know, your hair. You're not thinking about the laundry. You're not thinking about a lot of other things. But and that's how success has to be in your life. And if it's not, then you're not going to ever get the success that you want. So I love this quote, and it says, if you go after your dreams casually, they'll become a casualty.
Mm.
And dude, that is so true. And as you can see, Ron Ball, he didn't go after them casually.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He lived in his car for what? 15 weeks?
15 weeks.
Bro, would you be willing to live in your car for 15 weeks? I mean, that's the real question here. So what's the difference, Quan, between a dream and a reality?
So with my opinion, with my experiences with other successful people, what they explain is that a dream has a goal. It has a date to it.
Mm-hmm.
A dream, you're willing to put the work. You're willing to put the time. And most importantly, you're willing to grow into that person to be successful for your dreams. Now, a fantasy, that's all talk. It's like, oh, if I win the lottery, I'll do this and this and this, right?
Yeah.
You can say all the things you want, but you're not going to be willing to put the work in. That's the difference between a dream and a fantasy.
Absolutely. I heard that a dream is a fantasy, but with work clothes on it. And a lot of people, they just think it would be great, and they never actually take the necessary steps. And what's great is what Dexter Yeager said, the guy that he mentioned in the video, is he said, if your dream is big enough, then the facts don't count. Mm-hmm. So most people's dreams are not as big. So therefore, they don't do the necessary things in order to get what they really, really want. So here's just a quick couple things that you can do, like a mental inventory in your life to see if you are doing what it takes in order to get the success that you want. So number one, I would think that being the first one there and the last one to leave, you know, showing up early, that is such a good trait to have, because you don't want to miss anything. You know what I'm saying? You don't want anything to pass you by. You don't know if I stay an extra 15 minutes, if that's going to make the difference between $100,000 a year or $1 million a year.
Absolutely. There's that famous saying, if you're on time, you're late. Mm. If you're early, you're on time.
Amen.
That's how you got to look at things. That's absolutely right. Next step, next sign is association. Who you're associating with. Absolutely. I love what Les Brown says. Birds of a feather flock together. Do you hang out with pigeons? You a pigeon. You hang out with eagles, you're going to be soaring. And it's so important, because if you hang out with five losers, you're the 6-1. You hang out with five millionaires, you're going to be the 6-1. So even his wife, this is what I love. His wife was willing to go through the crap with him in the 15 weeks of being in a car, going to bathrooms to take a shower. Those are the people you want in your circle.
Absolutely. And staying focused, I think, is another key one too. And how many people let distractions get in their way, you know? And even the small things. Someone can just go about their day and then they stub their toe. And next thing you know, all week they're talking about their broken toe that they stubbed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, you let these little molehills become mountains in your life. And it totally distracts you from what your purpose is, right?
Absolutely.
And go ahead, my man.
Another thing is you got to believe. That's one of the most important of the top signs that you're going to be successful, what you're willing to do. If you're not going to believe, it's not going to happen. You know, you come at it with a negative mindset, you're going to have negative results. When you believe that this is going to happen, no matter how long it takes, it's okay to fail to success. That's part of the process, right? Believe the process.
And your belief level, like Quan said, is so key, because it's going to keep you up at night. You know, a dream is if when you want it bad enough, it keeps you up at night, and it makes you wake up early. It gives you energy that no energy drink can give you, right? It gives you energy that no coffee could ever give you. And, you know, just think about this. If you're not passionate about anything, you'll be dull at everything. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that are so dull. They're trying to cut down a tree with a dull axe, right? Yeah. They're trying to go after their goal and they don't have any energy. They don't have any passion behind it. So that's just a couple of key things to look at in your own life to see if you're on track with the goals that you're chasing and the dreams that you're chasing. So Quan, in your personal life, what's something that relates to you when Ron Ball was talking? And what's something that sparked up in your mind as far as a personal story?
So one of the first things I thought about was, after high school, what the hell was I going to do? Honestly, my senior year, like, I knew I was not going to go to college, and I didn't want to go to college. There was a part of me that did, but I saw that the military was the way to go. I wanted to enlist in the Army. I have family in the Army, and I just have major respect for the military. So one year, like, I finally made a decision. It was a year after I graduated that I finally, like, commit. The recruiter said, I got to lose X amount of weight. I was at 268.
Dang.
And for my height, I'm a short guy with a lot of weight. That's not good for the military. So he's like, this is what you're going to have to lose. And I'm like, okay, this sucks, but I have to go through it. So I did the basic thing you could ever do is run. I woke up and ran 2 miles. When I got to work, before I went to bed, I ran for 2 miles for 2 months straight. And at the time, the beginning sucked. The first 2 weeks sucked, but I was willing to go through it. So it got consistent. And that was another key thing. I was being consistent every day. I either ran for a time or I ran for a pace. In those 2 months, I went from 268 to 210, making my weight. The next week, I was getting ready to go down to the MEP station and sign my paper. when you have a desire, when you really want to focus on something, and you're like, this is, there's nothing else, that's how, and that's how you see it, it's going to force you to commit and actually do it. Because when I was thinking about this, it was 3 a.m. I was like, I need to chase after this dream and goal. I want to serve my country. I want to serve my people. This is something, a dream, what he says, is going to keep you up at night. It's going to wake you up early. And are you willing to take that step just to do it?
Absolutely. And when you don't crystallize what you really want in life, you end up getting what you don't want. You know, if you're not focusing on what you do want, life is just going to happen to you instead of you making life happen. And yeah, man, it reminds me of just the grind that I'm on daily. You know, I go to Orlando twice a week. I don't get home till 11, 12.
Yeah, you're pretty consistent waking up early too, man.
And it's the dream, man. You know, I'm constantly keeping my vision board in front of me. I have my goals in front of me. I got a beautiful fiance, soon to be wife, that I'm taking time out of my day to go ahead and chase my dreams, and she's allowing me to do those things. You know,
it takes a strong woman to deal with someone waking up early.
Dude, way stronger than I could ever be. But you know, it wakes you up, and even though you may be tired and maybe have 3-4 hours of sleep, when you're so focused on those goals, again, you get re-energized and you get this passion that you don't even, it's in you all along, but it's birthed out of you through that focus on those goals.
Absolutely.
And so, again, just what are you willing to do for your success? You know, there's been many times where I've had to cancel from going to parties, or I've had to not even go to weddings because we went to business conventions and learned from successful people. And, you know, just remember, when you're thinking of a decision that you're making, think 5 years out from now, okay? Nobody even remembers who won the playoffs in the AFC in 1998, right?
I think only real football fans actually dedicated.
Bro, no one even remembers it. But people that in 1998, they were so focused on that goal. And look, look how many years later, nobody even remembers that day. But you're going to remember hanging around successful people. You're going to remember on the stuff that they've taught you, and now you're implementing that into your life, and it's caused a drastic change, because I know that's what happened with me. So,
absolutely. Another thing, one of the last things I definitely want to say, he explains the A gap, the aspiration gap, the difference between what you say you want and what you're willing to do. That is key. Don't be all talk. Don't be a talker. Be a doer. You know, and we see it all the time. Be a doer. Be a doer. Well, what are you really doing? And what I mean is that, do something that's going to prioritize and optimize your dreams, your goals.
Yes, that's good. That's good. So if you want to check out Ron Ball's stuff, you can go to www.choosegreatness.com. This guy is incredible. We've had the honor of listening to him. He does marriage counseling. Dude, he's awesome. Man. Marriage counseling. He was, you know, a lot of his audios and CDs are just fantastic. And he's all about America, which is great. So so that's it for us right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I always say, be a sellout. Sell out to your goals. Sell out to your dreams. And
thank you guys for listening. Please follow, share, tell everybody about this, because we know the positivity that we are giving out can impact your life.
Team Impact, baby.